So how are they doing the archaeology? Back to Tony, who was telling me about their state-of-the-art toad arrays, which can scan the ground for magnetic anomalies.
Basically, what these allow us to do is to look for disturbances under the ground. So if you dig a hole, you will change the local magnetic field. If you light a fire, you will, again, create magnetic anomalies. If you dig a hole and backfill it with soil, which then becomes wet, its resistance relative to the soil around it will be less. So all of these physical properties can be read and measured, and they create a map of disturbance that is invisible on the surface. The thing is, though, you still have to do what we call ground truthing, which is do some old school archaeology, dig a trench and see what the anomaly actually means. And we're about to do some of that today. We've got two large anomalies just beyond the trees there in that field, which is just to the south of the south gate at Hougamall. And we're going to see what they actually relate to. They could be any number of things. Some of the first anomalies we looked at were brick kilns. They gave up high magnetic readings, which suggested burning, and indeed, they related to the construction of bricks. And those bricks were used to build the farm. So we there have the kind of genesis of Hougamall, which is really exciting.
And as well as old-fashioned digging, they're also using metal detectors, as the musket balls, weaponry and parts of uniform were often metallic.
But what we are looking for, at least in part, are artifacts, objects that were dropped during the battle. So they may be musket balls that were fired, horseshoes, bits of broken weaponry.
Oh, wow! Wow, look at that one, eh?
Wow! It's fine.
These finds end up in the aptly named Finds Room.
I'm Hilary Harrison. I am the finds officer for Waterloo Uncovered. I have been on every dig that they've had here, so this is now my fifth dig out here. I did two in the first year. Right, you are in at the moment what we call the finds room. Everything that comes out of the trenches is brought into here. We then dry it all. We dry clean it so we don't wash anything, because the majority of what we get is metallic and you never wash metal anyway. So everything is dry brushed.
And there's this big white table in front of us, full of mysterious items. So are these the finds that have been coming in? Can you tell
these
me a bit about them?
These finds have been coming in. So what we have across here is an awful lot of iron nails, musket balls which have been impacted, so they've actually been fired.
Are those the sort of flatter circles?
These are the flattened ones. So we have an impacted one here. If I have a
wow, quick... so it's really gone splat, hasn't it?
Oh, this one's hit something really solid. I get some of the mud out of the back of it. So that's the sounds of me carefully digging around inside this musket ball to get the mud out of the back of it, so we can see what it looks like. So this has gone splat against something, and because of the speed that it's travelling at, and because this is a soft metal, when it goes splat, it doesn't stay flat. If you think of a drop of water hitting something, it hits and then comes back a little bit. And because this is solid, you then get a hollow in the middle and a hollow around the outside where it's gone splat and bounce back.
So you can really tell the ones that have hit something.
This one, I think, has probably hit a wall, because you've got little bits of red in it, so you've got little bits of brick dust in it.
Oh.
Each musket ball has its own tale to tell. Mm. Now, what else have we got here? We've got mysteries on here. I mean, I'm not sure what that is, but it's a little decorative piece. Could be off the end of a rod of some sort.
Possibly. Or like a flagpole.
Or a flagpole. It could be off any one of a number of things, but that's sort of a little decorative piece of some sort. We've got some coins here. Lots of musket balls. Indeterminate pieces of metal. I think that's a handle.
Oh, yeah.
That might well be a button. Possibly English, plain. It doesn't weigh very much. The French ones had bone and wood inside them, so they tend to weigh a little bit more.
There's about 100 things just on this table, so there's a lot to get through.
Oh, yes. See, we will have dealt with over 1,000 finds, and there's two of us who have got experience in the room. We've got two people who have come in just this week and last week, so they're learning and working really hard. We've got Malcolm, who's come in just for today.
Yes.
And he's thoroughly enjoying himself.
Yeah,
I'm finding lots of things. I mean, I've picked lots of these things up with the detectors. Now I'm actually cleaning them and finding out what they are. It's just absolutely fantastic feeling to know where the dates are, where they've come from and everything else.
But there's something that conspicuously has not been found. Over 50,000 people died at Waterloo.
We haven't come across any graves. We've not been deliberately hunting graves, but obviously with a battle site, it's an issue. And we have various paintings from the time of bodies being buried here at Hougoumont. And in one instance here in the car park, we investigated the site of one of these paintings. And so 2 years ago, we had a good look here and we got the machine in and we broke out the tarmac. But at the end of a long project, we came up with a single finger bone.
Tony Pollard. So where are all the bodies? Coming up.